Hi guys, it's Lade of Talking Out with Lade. So it's been a long time I dropped an episode, but today I just felt like we should talk. It's really been a long while, and I want to talk about waiting, because I'm currently in a waiting period. I'm waiting for something at the moment, and waiting can be quite daunting, you know. I think it's quite difficult to do, especially for me. I'm not so much of a waiter. I don't really like to wait. Really, I don't. I know that's not really a strong point, but you see long queues, having to look for something, they kind of hicks me. Like, I don't like having to do things like that. I just, when I want to do something, I just, okay, let me do this and it's over. I'm not so much of a, you know, waiting on the line kind of person. Although I do it sometimes. This is Nigeria, you have to do it. And there are some places, even apart from Nigeria, there's some places you go, you just have to stand on queue. So that's life. And, you know, I just thought of it that waiting is actually, it actually helps us sometimes, because, you know, it helps us to learn patience. So the Bible talks about waiting. We can see in Isaiah 40:31, it says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall work and not faint." You know, that's what happens when we trust in God while we're in our waiting period. Not looking at what men are saying and, you know, listening to naysayers. Because trust me, there will always be naysayers. It depends on who you choose to listen to. So are you listening to the word of God, or are you, you know, relying on other people in that same faith as you, and, you know, trying to say, see these people, let's see what they're saying again. Waiting. You would hear different things, though. Trust me, what you want to hear, you will hear. If it's devil you want to hear from, he has you covered 24/7. He has you. You don't even need to struggle. He has you. And if it's God you want to listen to, which is the best option for you, trust me, he got you covered. Just go into the word and, you know, begin to read the promises of God. What's the promise that God has for me in this word? Okay, God has, you know, great plans for me. You know, the plans I have for you are plans of good and not of evil, to give you unexpected. And, you know, scriptures like that, you begin to, you know, focus on them. Even Proverbs 3 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." That means every part of your heart. There's no part that is doubting and saying, "Will this thing happen now? Why is this thing getting delayed? Why is this happening?" Don't even speak any negative thing over your life, especially in your waiting period, because that's a very sensitive period. Don't say anything negative. It says, "Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you with which path to take." Just imagine, you just relax. You've sought God's face. You've, you know, gone to God in prayer. Everything is covered. You don't need to think about, "Hey God, what's going to happen?" You just have this rest of mind that God has got me covered, you know. And even as you're meditating on this word and you're studying this word, be very careful with the people that surround you in your waiting period. Honestly, be very, very careful. Sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut in your waiting period, or better still, speak with people that, you know, are like-minded, people that, you know, would speak life into you in your waiting period, not those that will instill fear in you and, you know, would even make you feel worse and, "Hey God, dude, this has not happened. Why why me?" So, you know, and then some people will say terrible things. You just, you know, begin to think and you've gotten to Kafanchan when it's not even a big deal at all. So one thing is, be careful of the people around you in your waiting period. Also, be careful of the things that you're absorbing in your waiting period, the things that you're feeding your mind. It's like I said, that the devil is ready for you and God is here for you, which is the best option for you. So choose the one you would want, you know. Those are the things that you should also, and make God your guide. He has to be your guide, you know, as you're studying the word. Make him the center of it all. As you're
before, you know, as you're in your waiting period, you're confessing what the word says. And I think I would also like to share my favorite scripture with you guys, which is Psalm 32 verse 8. Says, "The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." So I think I would like to share why this scripture happens to be one of my best scriptures. So some years back, someone gave me this word. It's a word that God has for me. So I'm just sharing it with you guys as well, because I don't like to add things. I have a couple of other scriptures that God has given to me through other people. And honestly, those things are really working in my life because God has really been guiding me. But I'm going to be selfish with the other ones. I'll just share this one with you guys. And it's my best. So I'm really doing a big thing. Yeah. So kudos to me. And yeah, you know, God wants to guide you. You just have to let him guide you. And just like the devotion, I read Open Heavens anyways, devotional. And the one for today, I think it was the blessing of God, something like that. It should be the blessing of God. And the text was Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 14. Honestly, it was powerful. And I think verse 14 said, all those blessings will be yours as long as you hearken to my word. Or if probably it was verse 1 or boy, I know verse 14 said something about that too. And you know, there's just, God just wants us to obey. Just follow his word. Follow his word is all he's asking of you. It's not even asking you to go and sacrifice one thing in one place. It's just saying, obey my word. Do what is just. Do what is right. You know, do what you should do as a child of God. Serve me. Worship me. Revere me. Don't serve any other God apart from me. And see how marvelous, how wonderful your life would be. You know, he wants total commitment from us. And that's it. And you know, our God is a jealous God. But be that as a jealous God, he's always there for his children. He always wants you to come to him. You know, he always wants you to be in his presence. So be in God's presence, and you know, you would see wonderful, wonderful things happening to you. So I'd just like to encourage each and every one of us, because I was feeling a little discouraged, and you know, and that's because of the things I've been feeding myself as well. You know, when you for a while I haven't even been feeling any sort of way, but you know, recently the kind of things I've been, you know, absorbing and all of that, it started making me, you know, agitated and all of that. So I didn't want that, and I just said, oh, what has God said about you this waiting period? Okay, let's share this with people. Let me share with my pod fam. So yes guys, I would like to hear from you. And yeah, so how do you cope with waiting period? How is it for you? Do you just lock it up somewhere and just move on with your life? Or are you always, you know, thinking about it every 2 minutes or every 1 minute or 5 seconds or 20 minutes or whatever? How do you cope with your waiting period? What's your coping mechanism? What's your go-to in your waiting period? What do you do to take your mind off, or do you take your mind off at all? So what do you do during your waiting period, guys? I'd love to hear from you. And yeah, I would always, just like always, I would always appreciate your message and all of that. The noise is, I think that's a plane. So I would always appreciate your messages and your feedbacks. I'd love to hear from you guys. So reach out to me. talkingoutwithladia@gmail.com or any of my social media platforms. I'm always ready to listen. All right guys, take care of yourself, and thank you so much for always listening to the podcast and for coming back each and every time I drop an episode. Thank you so much. Kisses and love, guys. Bye.